Hi, and thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we adore anything and everything metaphysically and healing based. I want to talk a little bit about my great-grandmother today. She was a really, really impressive soul in so many ways. She had polio as a child and spent a fair amount of time in bed as a result in the healing process. And she had this really brilliant mind in so many ways, not just from an intelligence standpoint, but she had this really non-judgmental mind. And it was one of the things that I was really impressed by as a child and as a young adult. And I can really vividly remember being in high school. And my great-grandmother was sitting relatively close to my brother. And at the time, my brother had multiple facial piercings. He was in a phase where piercings were of interest to him. And so he had quite a few. And one of the piercings that he had was between his eyes, the skin that is between his eyes over his nose. He had a piercing that went through that area. And he had this bar that would extend, you know, on either side of the piercing. And my great-grandmother, who was in her 90s, probably late 90s at the time, maybe she was over 100 at that point. I'm not 100% positive. But those details are kind of irrelevant. You get the general age of my great-grandmother at the time. And she was sitting next to him having a conversation with different people at the table. She had this really brilliant way of being present and not necessarily having to engage in verbal conversation, to be very involved and engaged in conversations. She used a lot of body language. She used a lot of expression on her face. And even when she was saying nothing, you very much felt her presence in the conversation. And there was kind of a silence, and people kind of shifted around physically shifted around, moved. And so there was kind of space where there was no one sitting between her and my brother. And again, she's late 90s, maybe had just passed the 100-year mark. And she looked at my brother for quite a period of time, and then she said, "Now, Jesse." And my brother really kind of turned and looked at her. And she said, "Tell me about that piercing by your eyes. Does it make it hard for you to see?" And I remember being absolutely floored by their engagement, mostly because at that point in my life, there were quite a few people who were fairly judgmental. And her lack of judgment was absolutely shocking to me. Here is this woman who, given her age, you might expect judgment. Right? She's close to 100 years old, if not over. And she's looking at her great-grandson, who has dyed hair and piercings all over his face. And he has this bar that kind of goes between his eyes, part of the bar extended into each of his eyes. And she didn't meet him with an ounce of judgment. There was no judgment in her question. It came from this really pure, pure place of curiosity, that she genuinely wanted to understand her great-grandson and why he'd made this choice to have this piercing, what he liked about it, and if it was disturbing his visual field. And it was just such a humbling conversation for me to listen to. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. I remember just being really floored by her lack of judgment and by the presence of curiosity above anything else. And again, here's this woman who, given her age, you would think that there would be judgment, and there was none. There was none. And that was the way that she moved through the world. It wasn't an isolated experience. It was how she moved through the world. And it really left an impression on me. Her in general, you know, the way that she moved through the world, the way that she engaged with people, but the way that she carried herself without judgment. I don't ever remember a time in my entire life before she transitioned where I felt judgment from her. Nor did I observe it towards anyone else. She had the most stunning way of meeting life with curiosity. And she didn't create a hierarchy in her mind of better or worse. She was just simply curious about what made people do things or why people were certain ways, but there was no judgment. And it's something that really stuck with me. And relatively recently, I was in meditation and that memory came back, and I just sat in that memory and got to relive it in a really, really beautiful way. And it felt like such a strong message from spirit to really check the places inside of myself where I might be finding that I meet the world or people with judgment. And judgment is something that has never felt good to me when it is coming from me or when it is being projected onto me. I've never liked it. And I don't know that there's a lot of people out there who do like to experience judgment. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are very, very stuck in judgment, not because it comes authentically from within, but because that's what they've been taught. And I do have someone in my reality who judges a lot. And this individual's in my reality because of a connection that's important to me. And so I honor that connection. But this individual meets the world with judgment. It's kind of a free-flowing energy from their being. I don't know that I've had a singular interaction with this individual without feeling judgment or observing judgment, whether it be self-judgment or judgment of others. It is so deeply entangled in this individual that it comes out of them at every interaction, every turn, every corner. And I was reflecting about the difference between my great-grandmother and this individual and thinking how exhausting it must be to meet the world with that level of judgment. That it must feel exhausting to create a hierarchy and need to live by that, rather than allowing life to just be. And so that meditation was just such a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for me to really look at where I'm meeting the world and people with judgment, where I'm meeting myself with judgment, and really be with those parts of myself and ask myself why I'm meeting the world that way rather than with curiosity. And it was this beautiful kind of nudge from spirit to look at myself in that particular realm around judgment. And so I just wanted to do this piece because I think, especially headed into the holiday season, we can find ourselves being judged. We can find ourselves judging others. We can find ourselves judging us. And so I just wanted to extend this invitation to lean into curiosity if you find yourself judging, and really look at, where did this judgment come from? Why did I create this hierarchy in my mind? Was it a societal norm? Was it from my family of origin? Was it from a lived experience that I have had? Is it ancestral? Where is this judgment coming from? And practice that as you move through the holiday season. Try to see how frequently you can meet people and the world with curiosity instead of judgment. And then be a silent observer of yourself and see how that changes or shifts the interactions between you and other people when you meet them with curiosity versus meeting them with judgment. How open are they to you when you meet them with judgment? And how open are they to you when you meet them with curiosity? And then check that same exercise inside of yourself. When I meet myself with judgment, how does it feel versus curiosity? So instead of judging myself for having these chips, why not be curious about what drove me to pick chips over a cucumber or an apple? Where is that choice coming from? Is it coming from a place of fatigue? Am I overtired and so it feels easier to just grab chips? Is it coming from a place of being overwhelmed? Maybe I need to do some food planning. But to really look at, from a place of curiosity, why am I moving through the world like this? Why am I making the choices that I'm making? And for me, I can only speak for myself, and I would love to hear for you the difference in sensations when you meet yourself with curiosity versus meeting yourself with judgment. So feel free to comment. Let me know what it feels like for you to be met with curiosity versus judgment. And let me know what this podcast brought up for you. We so appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast. And I hope you have a beautiful morning, day, evening, or night, wherever it is that this is meeting you.